Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The Israeli government has reported a decision to approve the formation of a non-state commission of inquiry. That's into the catastrophic events of October the 7th, 2023, following months of pressure from the judiciary, from families of the victims and civil society. What does this shift mean for Israel's accountability, for its international image, its diplomacy, and how the world perceives the conflict moving forward? Joining us is Professor Eitan Gilboa. He is here to unpack the implications. Professor Gilboa, very good morning. Thank you for joining us. Could you begin by explaining what exactly is meant by a non-state commission of inquiry?
We don't know yet.
Well, there we go. Thank you for that.
The government only decided that the commission is not going to be a national commission as we know it from legal experience and procedures. The government, the prime minister says, he is not satisfied with the person who is who has the authority to establish a national commission. This is the president of the Supreme Court, and he's always also arguing that the commission has to be legitimate in the eyes of the people. This argument is baseless, and it seems that the Supreme Court has asked the government to establish a committee of inquiry, and so the government had no other choice but to approve yesterday a non-state commission of inquiry. It says that it should be approved by both the opposition and the coalition, and has wide support from the people, but the opposition has already said that they would not cooperate with this kind of a commission. The opposition wants the national commission of inquiry. So it seems that the main purpose is to satisfy the instructions of the Supreme Court, and the government said that the commission will be formed in the next 45 days. So Netanyahu, I think, wants simply to gain time, and it's not clear at all who are going to be the members of that commission, and it's quite likely not to happen. Given developments, regional developments, today the United States will begin a discussion at the United Nations Security Council about Trump's plan for the day after in Gaza and some other regional matters. Mohammed bin Salman, the de facto ruler of Saudi Arabia, is going to be in Washington. This is going to be a very critical meeting because, on the one hand, Saudi Arabia wants the United States to guarantee security in Saudi Arabia. They want also the F-35 airplanes and other weapons. And so so this visit, coupled with action at the United Nations, are significant steps, and seem to be more critical for Israel than this commission of inquiry. But there is clear demand from the families of the kidnapped Israelis, and also families who lost sons and daughters in the war, they said yesterday that they would not accept a committee appointed by the government to investigate the government. But the argument is that you cannot investigate, you cannot appoint someone to investigate you, and that the only solution is that government of national unity, the commission of national committee of inquiry, that is more objective than any other commission. So these are very dramatic developments, both domestic and international, in Israel today.
Why is this such a problem for Netanyahu to allow this a commission of inquiry that would satisfy the families and those involved?
You see, the people, all kinds of public opinion surveys reveal that about two-thirds of the people demand a national committee of inquiry, as has been the practice and in law. And Netanyahu says that half of the people would not trust that kind of a commission. Obviously, he's wrong about that, because if two-thirds of the people, including many supporters of the present coalition, wants a national committee of inquiry, then to say that half the people would not accept that committee is simply misleading. And Netanyahu has not appointed any committee of inquiry ever, and he said yesterday that he is proud that he never appointed a national commission. The previous government appointed a commission to study the issue of submarines. That's an issue in itself. And there was a national committee of inquiry investigating the disaster in Har Meron a few years ago. 45 people were killed, and that National Committee of Inquiry found Netanyahu responsible for that. And so Netanyahu is against the National Committee of Inquiry because he's afraid of the consequences. Obviously, he has responsibility as the number one person in the government for October 7. He wants a committee that would be selected by him that would not necessarily accuse him of responsibility. And so this is the reason he does not want a national committee of inquiry. He wants a different type of committee. And I go back to the beginning of our conversation this morning. Nobody knows exactly who is going to run it, who is going, who would be members of that committee. Obviously, the opposition has already stated that they would not participate, and therefore the chance for any non-national committee of inquiry body to do the necessary job is slim. And the opposition has already said that one of the first laws to be enacted if they were to form a new government after the 2026 elections would be to establish a national committee of inquiry. Now, there might be some thinking in Netanyahu's head about another non-state committee of inquiry, because he might think that if such a commission were to be established, it would be difficult for, say, another government after elections to establish a national committee of inquiry. And so this is like, it could be like a preemptive step designed to prevent a new government from establishing a National Committee of Inquiry.
Right. So is this likely to be accepted by anybody, or is it just a waste of time if it isn't?
It is a waste of time.
Right.
It will not be a serious committee. There is one precedent, I must say, because a non-state commission of inquiry was established after the Second War in Lebanon. And so the government says that there is a precedent already. Mm. But that committee, members of that committee were distinguished people who had no political loyalty to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the members were a professor of political science, a professor of law, and a big, I think it was one general there. So despite the non-official appointment of that committee, it was a good committee, and the reports were
respected.
Had some legitimacy.
Yes,
this would not be the case today.
In this case,
with October 7th investigation,
Professor, we do need to leave it there. That's Professor Eitan Gilboa, Center for International Communications, talking to us about this commission of inquiry into October 7th.